Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good Saturday morning, everybody in the Dayton, Ohio and the Buckeye State. You have joined Woody Bowling. I am the Buckeye Advisor for another fun, exciting, and information-packed episode of our program, the Buckeye Advisor. And I am super pleased and very excited to announce the return of producer slash co-host slash great golfer, Sam Davis. He is back in the house with us today on the Buckeye Advisor. Sam, welcome back.
Wow, what an introduction. I am humbled, Woody. Thank you for all of those kind words. You may be stretching the truth on some of those statements, maybe about the ability of my golf game at the moment, but I will take it. I could always use a little more confidence on the golf course. But yeah, I'm so happy to be stepping in again this week, giving producer Matt a break. He's been doing a great job on the Buckeye Advisor. And we've got a lot to talk about today, Woody. And we just wanted to welcome the audience to the show. Again, just reminding everyone, you can always visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com for more information. If you want to get in touch with Woody, if you want to listen to past shows, we have a podcast. So maybe you're headed to an afternoon tea time right now. Maybe you're headed to an event at your church or some youth sporting event. I know Little League Baseball is happening right now as we get ready to start the school year again. But head over to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Check out the podcast if you missed previous episodes. And I hope we have a great show today, Woody. What are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about lots of things. And you know, Sam, just like you said, I think we've been, from the feedback I've been getting from lots of folks, you know, we're putting out some great content every week. And, you know, the goal about this show is simply, you know, it's two or three fold. One, we want to educate people and inform them about different things that maybe other advisors don't talk about. And as an independent fiduciary advisor, there are lots of things that I have access to, lots of unique products and ideas and strategies that we like to talk about, you know, week in and week out. And also, we like to have fun. And, you know, as you can already tell, we're having fun. We do that every week. We miss Matt this week, but we'll have him back again very shortly. And, you know, I'm excited to get going on this week's show. I do want to take just a minute and acknowledge and pass along, you know, my prayers and well wishes for all the people in Eastern Kentucky in those five or six counties. Breathitt County is one of those counties, and my family, my parents, my grandparents, all of those folks are from that area. And that is, that part of Appalachia is, you know, home to some of the hardest working people that you'll ever run into. And they are the salt of the earth. And, you know, from the feedback that I've gotten from friends and relatives that live in that area or have visited, the flooding happened so quickly that so many people couldn't anticipate it. And it happened at night, a lot of it. And, you know, that's the other problem. When people fall asleep, they just were oblivious. So, you know, I don't know what the final count is going to be, but myself and our church, we've already contributed to help people financially with, you know, the rebuilding that's going to be done there. And it's just tragic. And, you know, I want to take a minute to just, you know, extend our prayers and thoughts for them. And, you know, we remember them and they're great people. And, you know, so very, very tragic events with the flooding.
Yeah. And Woody, it's such a beautiful part of the country when It's not experiencing a natural disaster such as these floods, the mountains, the hills, the great hikes and the views out there in Kentucky. You know, I'm thinking of, you know, Red River Gorge and all those beautiful state and national parks all throughout Appalachia. So definitely thoughts go out to the folks out there experiencing struggles in a time like this. But, you know, we want to talk about what's going on with the nation as a whole right now, particularly in the markets. You know, I think we've gotten a bit of relief with gas prices. I know down here in the South, we're not feeling the inflation sting quite as much at the pump, although it's still quite a bit higher than it has been over the last year or so. How are things up in Ohio, and what are you seeing in the markets as a whole?
Yeah, you know, you're right. It's still, you know, recently this week, they've been a little under $4. And, you know, psychologically, that makes people feel better. Under four is better than under five. But still, you know, it's still 50 to 75% higher than it's been over the last couple of years. So there's still some room for those gas prices to move downward, and hopefully that will continue to happen over the next few weeks and months to continue to give, you know, hardworking people that, you know, our clients and people that we serve on a daily and weekly basis. And, you know, gas prices, they are going to continue, whether they're in the high threes or low fours, to make an impact on people's lives and the lives of those families that are out there every day having to fill that tank to get to work. So, you know, the stock market, just to give a quick shot, you know, in July, we actually had good news. 2022, the first 6 months, was the worst start for the S&P 500 since 1962. And that's 60 years. When the stocks peaked back in December of 21, we all had no idea. You know, we know that if you're a seasoned investor, or you're just beginning, or maybe you only contribute to a 401k over the last 20 years or so, you'll see your values go up and down. We know the stock market is not a straight up roller. It's not a straight up rocket ride, right? I mean, it's going to have its ups and downs. And, you know, you have to be able to have strategies to persevere. You have to have the patience. You need a good advisor to work with you and hold your hand through those times. But in July, the S&P 500 was up 9.1%. So a very, very good showing in July. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 6.7%. Sam, you know, it's surprising that most people don't know. And I remember as a teenager and as a young adult, I kept hearing about the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That only consists of 30 stocks. And I think most of the public would be surprised to understand that fact. And the S&P 500, which really is a better, broader measure of companies throughout our economy, the S&P really is more widely used to gauge the health of the economy these days, and it has been that way for a long time. But the Dow, most of the names in the Dow people will recognize, but it's only 30 stocks. So It's nice to get some good news for the month of July. And, you know, August is off to a halfway decent start as well, although, you know, the inflation is going to be the most closely watched part of the economy that affects people. And I'm not sure we're really in store for any immediate relief on inflation.
Yeah. And, you know, we're all about education here on this show. You're listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You can learn more, give him a call, and get in touch with Woody at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And I'm glad you pointed out, Woody, that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is only 30 companies, because you're right. A lot of people would think that it's, you know, a much broader look at the American economy, but it's really just these 30 companies. And believe it or not, as the years go by, they'll actually exchange which companies the DJI is representing. So, you know, we have these different thermometers, these different gauges to kind of help us determine what the health of the economy actually is. Like you said, the S&P 500, the Standard & Poor's 500 is what S&P stands for. That's 500 companies. And then you've got indexes like the NASDAQ, maybe a bit more tech heavy. You know, much like a meteorologist has to look at all these different gauges, right? What's the temperature? What's the wind speed? What's the barometric pressure? We have to consider all of these different factors to get an idea of what the health of the economy is and where it might be going. And much like meteorologists, you know, you get a general idea, but it's not a crystal ball. You're not always 100% right. But what we can do is we can focus on things we do know. And I would love to have you read the quote of the week, Woody, because I think this week's financial wisdom is a very good one.
Yes, Sam, it's a great quote by a name that most people, I think, in our listening audience will be familiar with. His name is Albert Einstein. And I think most people are familiar with that guy. He did have a very, very high IQ and is responsible for probably being one of the most prolific minds, scientific minds, and mathematic minds of our time. And his quote was, "Compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. He who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it." And very, very good words of wisdom there. And I couldn't think, you know, as an investment advisor, and I talk to people, and you know, and I've mentioned this probably before once or twice, you know, one of the biggest impediments to people having a good retirement is procrastination. And when people procrastinate and put it off, you know, I'll start contributing to the 401k plan next year at work, because in the meanwhile, I need to do this or I need to do that, you know? So those short-term things that continually get stacked upon one another over the years add up to that interest that's not being made on the deposits that could have been going into the 401k. It could be going into your own IRA if you have one set up, or your own Roth IRA. I mean, the Roth IRA is a tax-free generating machine that we've talked about before, and we'll talk about lots more in the future. So when you're willing to make those commitments on a weekly, monthly, every other paycheck basis, whatever it may be, the commitment to save money and then to receive interest on it, on make interest on that interest, that's what compounding interest is. And Einstein knew it very well. And you know, what happens when we don't? There's a little thing called credit cards. And Sam, credit cards are evil things.
Yeah, it's a very good point. You know, Einstein understood math very well. And so he understood that compound interest can work for you, or it can work just as quickly against you. And we were talking before the show just about, you know, compound interest in general as an idea. And we were thinking, hey, you know, a credit card, that's somewhere around 23% interest APR that you've got on a credit card, whereas a savings account is getting you a fraction of a percent. And of course, we talk about all these different products or things going on in the stock market with interest. And, you know, I think about sequence of returns risk when I think about this quote and Einstein's statement, Woody. And, you know, like if you've got $1 million as an example and you lose 25% of that $1 million, well, what do you got? You got $750,000, but you're going to need more than a 25% gain to get back up to $1 million, because now you're working from a smaller number. So that's really where my mind goes.
Yeah. And it's a great place for your mind to go. And knowing the agile and nimble mind that you have, I'm not shocked that it went there so quickly. But, you know, it's saving money is something that people should not procrastinate doing. And then once you get to a level of through those accumulation years, as they're known in the financial world, you know, where you're accumulating as much as you can, whether you're 401k or you're dumping into your own savings accounts, which, by the way, I don't need to tell our listeners, who are very smart people, they already understand the bank doesn't want to pay them very much at all, if anything, for the privilege of leaving their money at the bank, right? So, you know, that's the thing about it. If you're willing to make the sacrifice, and sometimes that's what it is, it's a sacrifice to get that money going and then to keep it going like a snowball going downhill, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the time is actually working on your side. But to your point, when someone at age 65 or 67, whatever the case may be, when they have that 401k lump sum, and maybe it's $400,000, $500,000. Maybe they want to generate some income from that, which I see that all the time. And I sit with people to try to solve that income question, the income problem, right? How much do we want to take? How much can we safely take and still realize that there's going to be some left because people are living longer today than they have lived in history? If you have the right strategies, and that can include having some of your money in the market, but it also with us is generally speaking, it's going to include having a percentage of those retirement assets also into something that's principal protected for the most part, can be tied. The index can be part of the index that you follow so that you can grow the money safely and still take advantage of, you know, those good years in the market. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to put together all-inclusive strategies that help people say, look, we're going to tactically manage the money. And I want to talk a little bit more about that probably later in the show. But, you know, you've got to have growth. You also have some safety, and that's a good combination. But the final point I'll make is, you know, when we talked about the credit card, I remember a few years ago when the credit card people were required by law to put, let's say you have a $500 balance and they have to put on there, if you put just the minimum payment on it that month, they have to tell you how long it will take pay it off, right? And when that requirement came out a few years ago, I remember seeing that thinking, what? And I'm sure most people don't look at it, but it's something that I saw. And you have a balance of $500 on something you spent, and then all of a sudden this could take 8 years to pay off if you just pay the minimum. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I tell people, you know, these big banks and these credit card companies, they did not get their names on the tallest buildings in every major city in the country because they're looking out for your best interests. And if you're paying the minimum payment on your credit card, you will never pay off your credit card. And I would encourage listeners to think of it this way before we get into the rest of the show. You're already facing headwinds as you prepare for retirement and you're looking to secure your financial freedom for your future. You know, inflation, there's not much you can do about it. Taxes, there's not much you can do about it. What do they say? There's two certainties, death and taxes, right? So don't let yourself get in the way of your own path to financial freedom. If you focus on what you can control, then you're going to be in a much better spot down the road. And so I want you to tell people, Woody, what it's like when people get in touch with you. Maybe they visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Maybe they give you a call, 937-974-6201. The phone number is on the website as well, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. When you're speaking to a client for the first time, what's that process like as you seek to help them with some of their financial issues?
Yeah. And just before I describe that, I want to circle back quickly to your example that you gave about the nest egg and really making sure that it's going to be there if they drop at 25%. The big key to that sequence of returns, as you mentioned, the biggest key is if you're pulling money from that lump sum to start with that, whatever lump sum that is, and then you run into a couple, 3 years in a row where the market's down while you're pulling for monthly distributions for income that you richly deserve, that can make a world of difference in how long that money will last overall. And that's the key in the sequence of returns. And, you know, back to the point or the question, you know, I love meeting new people all the time. It's the best thing. I get referrals from current clients. You know, we're getting great feedback on this show. You know, basically what we want to do is we really want to sit down for a little bit and just have an informal conversation. And, you know, it's one like I really look at it as it's, you know, it's an information gathering session on my end, but it's also kind of, it's not kind of, it is, it's an evaluation of them evaluating me and me evaluating them and giving each other, you know, honest, positive feedback and responses so that we really can gauge if we want to work together. And, you know, there's people that I've met with that, you know, one side or the other or both sides have decided, yeah, it's just not a great fit for whatever reason. Right. And that's never a fun thing to realize that, hey, you know, for some reason it's not a good fit, but, you know, I'm just going to make notes. I'm going to find out what the situation is, where they're at, where they need advice, where they have questions, and they're going to hopefully share all that information with me up in the first meeting so that I can really go back and do what I call my homework. And because if I have good information from them, that gives me the best opportunity to go back and do research. And, you know, maybe it involves a Medicare plan. Somebody's turning 65 or, you know, down the road, they may want to change to a different Medicare plan. And I've got many of those that I work with. I don't work with them all, but I work with all the major players pretty much in the Ohio market and even three or four other states as well. So, you know, once we've got all that information gathered, then I'm going to look up some ideas and we're going to come back and do some recommendations and we're going to let them figure out, hey, if we do this, what happens? If we do that, what may happen? So, you know, you want a partner in retirement or a partner in pre-retirement that's going to help guide you towards retirement the right way. And then when you get there, help you execute those strategies that are going to preserve those assets for your spouse and maybe for your beneficiaries, your children, your grandchildren. You know, that's what's fun about this job. And believe me, I've lost clients over the last few years. But knowing that we were prepared for it, we had the beneficiary situation aligned correctly. When we've got everything lined up, you know, it's a smooth transition. And that's what it's all about, is helping people enjoy those times leading up to retirement. And then once they get into it, we're going to try to get them through retirement as well with the right plan and the right strategies. And, you know, having a partner to help you do that, that's what it's all about. And that's what the relationship part is, the best part about what I do.
Yeah. I know that one of the first things you're looking at when you're meeting with clients, Woody, for the first time is an income plan. A lot of people have come in, they see you, they've done a great job working hard and saving. They've built up this big 401k or whatever it is, savings vehicle that they're implementing. They're more concerned about rate of return, but what they really need is an income plan, right? Because everybody has these different goals, these different things they want to accomplish during their retirement. And your job is to help them determine how they're going to fund these expenses. So one of the first things is they need to figure out, okay, do I have an income gap or an income surplus? Because we want to get people to a surplus. Because what does that mean? That means that you have more money than you need, which is where you want to be, right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, there's a common bit of knowledge about the financial advisory field. You know, when the markets are going well, you know, it's easy for everybody to make money. The true worth of an advisor is when the markets are not doing well. And then again, when you talk about income solutions, you know, there are plans that I work with that offer guaranteed monthly income solutions for a lifetime, a single lifetime, or a joint lifetime, okay? So, I mean, at the end of the day, most of the time, if you've got a couple, who's going to live longer? Generally speaking, it's going to be the wife. Not always, but most of the time it is. So an income solution is going to be at the forefront of what we look at when we analyze, because I want to know how much debt's there. Are there things that need to be paid off? Cars, houses, whatever. And like we talked about earlier, credit cards. You know, the goal is to come up with a solution that's going to be viable short term that we can agree to and that we can follow up on, so it's actionable on both parts. And I can hold them accountable and they can hold me accountable.
Yeah, and taking a look at this survey, we have some information here. According to a survey by AIG Life and Retirement, when asked about planning for retirement, 59% of survey responders said they fear running out of money more than they fear death itself. And I think that right there is a perfect example of why having an income plan is so important. And we talk about things such as the fixed indexed annuity that can both protect and grow your wealth, providing you that income for life. And we're going to talk a bit more about annuities when we come back on the other side of the break. But I just want to let everyone know out there, you're listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You can go online to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's advisor with an O-R, spelled A-D-V-I-S-O-R, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or give them a call, 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. And with just about a minute and a half left in this segment, Woody, I want to do one This Week in History item. And I know you've got one for us about a celebrity.
It's This Week in History.
This Week in History, in 1962, a lady that I think most people have heard of, actress, singer, and model Marilyn Monroe, passed away at the tender age of 36. Number one, I can't believe she's died in 1962. And it seems amazing to me in a bad way that she was only 36 at the time. Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me, Woody, that someone who only lived 36 years and, like you said, passed away on this week in history, 1962, had such an impact that so many people, even young people, know who that is when they see a photo of Marilyn Monroe, or they're still enjoying the movies or the music, or, you know, I know they're still making movies and television shows about her life to this day. So this week in 1962, Marilyn Monroe passes away. That's a great This Week in History item. We like to do those throughout the weeks. We've got one more for you. We'll give it to you in the second segment of the show, but we've got to step away. We'll be back after the break. You're listening to the Buckeye Advisor, and don't forget to visit Woody online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and the secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit rating or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.
Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes from the Biden administration, and how it could affect your future in retirement? Then tune into The Buckeye Advisor with Woody Bowling to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Buckeye Advisor, every Saturday at 10 a.m. on 94.5 FM, The Answer. Protect your hard-earned money today and schedule your free, no-obligation consultation now at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
And welcome back to The Buckeye Advisor. You can give Woody a call today at 937-974-6201, or you can find the phone number online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. This is The Buckeye Advisor, and Woody, it's the start of segment two, so it's time for the dad joke of the week.
Sam, it's good to be back in segment two, and the first segment flew by so quickly, and we are excited for a great second part of the show, and I want to say thanks again to everybody that's listening to us live on the radio today on 94.5 FM, The Answer here in Dayton, or maybe they're listening on the podcast. Either way, thank you, and we appreciate it. And I want to encourage people to reach out to me. If you've got questions about anything at all, pretty much anything financial insurance, those are all fair topics. You can email me if you want directly at Woody with a Y, just like Woody in Toy Story, Woody at thebuckeyeadvisor with an O-R at the end, .com. But anyways, the dad joke of the week.
Some people roll the dice. Some people roll their eyes. It's the dad joke of the week.
What does an evil chicken lay?
What does an evil chicken lay? Evil chicken, evil eggs. What does an evil chicken lay? I don't know.
I think you were in the ballpark. They actually lay deviled eggs.
Ah, deviled eggs. Perfect. Perfect for this summer time of year. Do you exactly. Do you like deviled eggs, Woody?
I do not like them. I love eggs in general, but I have never acquired the taste for deviled eggs for some reason. Maybe it's because they're evil.
There's your dad joke of the week. And we're going to go from one fun segment to another.
Come on down as we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
Right or Wrong is fun, and I'm ready.
All right, Woody. First statement, Rules of the game are simple. I'll read a statement and you'll help me and the audience understand if that statement's right or wrong and give us a bit of an explanation. So here's the first one. It is a waste of time to have your financial accounts reviewed on an annual basis. Is that right or wrong?
Sam, I'm afraid that is wrong. Could not be more wrong, actually. I mean, you know, you want to make sure that your entire financial situation, you know, from A to Z is, you know, you need to really look at that each year. Expenses, income, you know, what's changed, what stayed the same? Have you been able to pay down any bills and expenses to remove those from your monthly budget? You know, are there potential things as you're a pre-retiree? You know, do you want to travel? Do you want to pay off a car? You probably need to pay off your home if you're a homeowner before retirement. So all these things need to be taken into consideration. And, you know, I do that every week with clients. And then we also do annual checkups on things to make sure the investments, the annuities, whatever it is we're working together on, which is usually a combination, Medicare, health insurance, life insurance. You want to make sure all those things are all tuned in together to be a coherent plan so that, you know, God forbid something happen. And it can be, you know, we all know, unfortunately, it can happen in the blink of an eye. We just don't know. The obituaries, I'll look at them a couple of times a week, and there's undoubtedly people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and even up to their 90s. So we just don't know. And our crystal ball just doesn't work on the stock market. It also doesn't work on life expectancy. If it did, it would be convenient for sure. Make it a little easier to plan. You know, that's what we want to do is we want to help people get that annual checkup. And if you've never had one, or if you have been, it's been a long time since you've actually gone over that information with an advisor, or perhaps you're just doing it yourself and you don't have an advisor. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't have enough money. You know, I don't have $1 million, or I don't have $500,000. That's okay. Everybody is welcome to contact me. You know, even if you have just a little savings or whatever the case may be, you need help with figuring out your 401k. Where should I put my 401k, you know, monthly or weekly or biweekly deposits? I'll help you do that. And we'll talk about your overall situation, because most people I talk with, we're going to be able to help them in some way, shape, or form. And that's the goal, just to make a positive impact on their situation financially.
Wow, Woody, that's a great answer. What I always tell people is no matter how much money you do have, the money you have is important to you, right? And so you want to seek to protect it and grow it the best you can. And so whether you have a plan in place, it costs nothing to get a second opinion. Just go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com, get in touch with Woody, book a free consultation. And if you haven't had your financial situation looked at, if you haven't had it broken down for you so you understand what you have and maybe what you need to do to get where you want to go, get in touch with Woody, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. All right, that was the first statement. Here's the second. We're playing right or wrong. Here is the statement. You should balance your investments across tax-deferred, taxable, and tax-free accounts. Is that right or wrong?
Sam, I am happy to admit that you are right on that one. Great point. You know, we do believe you want to minimize the effect of taxes. You mentioned in part one of our show today about taxes and death being the two certainties in life. So, you know, Uncle Sam is not our friend, generally speaking. The less money we can give Uncle Sam, the better, the more we can keep for ourselves to sustain a good retirement or a lifestyle in retirement, and or it can be more money to pass on to our children and grandchildren. So blending those, Roth IRAs are fantastic ways to create tax-free earnings. You know, we help people convert 401k plans that they've had somewhere else or a traditional IRA they've got somewhere else. You know, we're going to look at the whole situation to make sure how much of it makes sense to convert, if any. And there are different factors that go into play, you know, their employment situation, their income, their savings. You know, we're going to, in some cases, we're going to step that. We're going to do a ladder and we're going to do a conversion of that into a Roth IRA over maybe a 3 or 4 year period, because we're going to fill up tax buckets to make sure that we're not going to push them into the next higher tax bracket. And it, you know, it's all about saving. The less you pay Uncle Sam, the more you keep, the more you can help your own lifestyle or pass it along to someone that you love.
All right. Third statement here on right or wrong, kind of related to the last one. Let's see if this is right or wrong. You can structure your retirement accounts to deliver tax-free income during retirement. Is that right or is that wrong?
That is 100% right. Another one, 2 for 3 today, Sam. I like it. Batting 667. A lot of people, especially a lot of people that I run into that maybe are 55 or 60 and above, they don't have a Roth IRA now. They really haven't thought about it. They don't know how much they can put in one if they set one up to start. They don't know that there are catch catch-up provisions that allow you to put more into a Roth IRA if you qualify to set one up. So there's a lot of things that people don't know about Roth IRAs that are very helpful if we're able to talk and meet and explain and learn more about their situation. And also another very, very underrated, under-talked about option is an index universal life policy that, depending on when it's set up and the structure, is going to potentially allow people to grow those premiums that they pay into that policy into a phenomenal tax-free retirement account as well. And that's something that can provide, you know, years and years of tax-free income. And, you know, let's face it, if people don't know about it, they can't do it. So that's the goal of our show. You know, Sam, we just want to help people learn about different ideas, and it may not be right for everybody, but look, if we have something that can potentially help, that's what we do. And as a fiduciary advisor, where I'm responsible and required to always put the best interest of my clients first, and that's what makes me feel the best, you know, we're going to try to find a solution that's going to help them in whatever way we can to have the best retirement possible.
You know, I got to share a quick story. A few years ago, I had just gotten out of college and I met a financial advisor. I'd never met with a financial advisor before. I'd never known anyone who was a financial advisor. And I happened to meet one for the first time. And I was interested as someone who was just starting their career. You know, what can I do to better prepare myself? Because I knew that time was on my side. And they told me one thing, and they said, get a Roth IRA and get it started now. And it took me almost a year before I actually set that up and started contributing to it. Thankfully, that's since been a number of years ago, and it's done well. But I'm so appreciative that I got that advice and that I actually took action on that. You know, I like to think of things in simple terms, and I love the Roth IRA because you pay your taxes up front. Those monies that you put into there are going to grow so that you can take them out tax-free. Now with the 401k, and this kind of hits on the biggest mistake that I think we see people make, is they think retirement's more about building up that one big pile of money, that one big nest egg. But when you've got your money in a 401k or a tax-deferred IRA of some sort, the IRS is now your partner in retirement. You know, if you've got $1 million in that 401k, you know, depending on how much you're taking out a year, the IRS could be maybe a 30% partner or more in your retirement. So that one big nest egg might not be as big as you think. So I had to share that, Woody. I love the Roth IRA. I think it's an underutilized tool, and I think it's something fantastic for people to consider.
Yeah, you know, and 100% correct. And the real thing, you know, people that have, a lot of people in middle America, you know, they may have somewhere between $150,000 and $500,000 in retirement funds. That's probably about the average that I see. And, you know, ultimately, a lot of the big name wirehouse brokers will not even talk to someone with under $500,000 in assets. The other thing that people don't understand is if something happens to them and they pass that money along that's pre-tax to their beneficiaries, and let's say it's just a single individual, a man or a woman that doesn't have a spouse, and they're passing it to their two kids who are in their good earning years, that hasn't been taxed yet. And guess what? They're going to have to pay taxes on it. On the other hand, if it's a Roth IRA, you know, a lot of the planning that people do now when you're trying to be the most tax efficient, a Roth IRA is a great play. And it's also a great play because people are being thoughtful about, I don't want to leave my kids with a big tax bill. And, you know, and that is a great thing. And I run into a lot of people that are thinking that way. And, you know, that's what it's about. You know, be thoughtful, be in the present in what you're doing, and don't just always say, I'm going to kick the can down the road and let them deal with it. I think more and more people are becoming responsible on their own and saying, hey, if I can do this now, let's do it. If it takes me 3 or 4 years to convert it, that's fine. But the kids are going to be in a lot better shape.
Yeah. You know, it's just not too often here in the United States that you get to take advantage of something that's tax-free. You know, next to free money, the next best thing is tax-free money. You know, free money is like contributing to your company's 401k or retirement plan. A lot of companies will match a certain percentage of your contributions up to a certain point. That's free money. If you're not taking advantage of it and contributing to those accounts, you're missing out on that free money. But tax-free money, which can, like we said, be 25 to 30 plus percent, you know, that's a great thing too. You know, I know every time, you know, March and April springtime rolls around, we all pull out our TurboTax or H&R Block or whoever we're working with, and we kind of have to swallow a big tax bill. So it's good to get out in front of things and plan for taxes in retirement, because, you know, even when you retire, the tax man's still going to come calling, right?
For sure. And I've got a very trusted tax advisor that I use and that I will bring into play for client situations. And, you know, and for advanced planning, we have a team of legal people that we use as well. So we can get very detailed in our help and analysis for people's situations.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor, hosted by The Buckeye Advisor, Woody Bowling. You can get in touch with him online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or give him a call at 937-974-6201. And you'll find the phone number on the website as well. Woody is a financial advisor. He's a Medicare expert. He's a fiduciary. And Woody, if I could add one more title to your resume, I would add problem solver, because you meet with clients and prospects all the time and you help them solve the various problems that they may have. So let's get into this week's problem solver segment.
It's time for this week's problem solver.
You know, we're finding that there's a lot of people out there that have annuities, which is a good thing. They're seeking to protect and grow their wealth. But a lot of people out there have variable annuities, Woody, and they don't understand that their principal is at risk in the stock market. They're paying maybe 5% or more in fees on these. So what's the solution out there, Woody, for people that have variable annuities or some sort of annuity that's underperforming their expectations?
You know, Sam, that is certainly a problem that I run to often. And, you know, a variable annuity, as you mentioned, the sub accounts that make up that variable annuity are simply mutual funds. And usually it's just a very limited selection of mutual funds, not necessarily the best performing ones, because that insurance company that issued that variable annuity is more than likely going to have a relationship with a certain number of fund companies. So you're going to have limited options in your menu of what you can choose. The other drawback with those variable annuities is they have rider fees. They have mortality expense fees. They have administrative fees. They have fund fees. So, you know, the typical average I've run into is 3.5% to 5% in fees on that annuity. And, you know, the drawback is you're also at risk. So, you know, I see people and I've met with people and the market had done an average of 8% over a certain number of years and their annuity had only made like 3.5% on average. And they're like, why is that? Well, it's because unfortunately it's a very fee heavy variable annuity. So, you know, there may be a very good likelihood that once we get a chance to analyze it, all I need to see is the statement, your annual statement on that. And I can usually tell pretty darn quickly whether it may make sense to consider one of the fixed indexed annuities that we offer. The benefits are principal protection. The next one would be strategically, it can be a very good growth opportunity if the index that it's following does well over that next 12-month period or 24-month period. And all the while with the principal protection and all that, you know, you want to have some comfort knowing that as the stock market goes through turbulent times, that part of your money's principal protected. And variable annuities, I think we used the term maybe a while back, but scaryable annuities is a great word that I heard to describe them. And they're just simply an ugly thing to see.
Yeah. You know, with annuities, people are looking to protect and grow that wealth. And when you're looking for safe money options, you're really looking to strike a good balance, right? And so you can kind of think of it like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, where a variable annuity would be too hot. It's in the market, it's at risk, there are fees, it's too hot because it's at risk, folks. But a fixed annuity is too cold. You know, like a bank CD, it's not really keeping up with inflation. Low interest, right? Think of that Albert Einstein quote, compound interest can work for you or against you. If inflation's beating the interest on your fixed annuity, you're still losing money a little bit. It's kind of like a melting ice cube. So the fixed annuity is too cold. But we think that the fixed indexed annuity is just right? That's what Baby Bear was looking for, the fixed indexed annuity that was just right.
The baby bear, little did he know at the time that he was searching for a fixed indexed annuity, right, Sam?
That's right. They didn't get to that in the story that I heard growing up, but we're here that's to right. tell you that fixed indexed annuity, you know, we really do think that's a good option. Striking that balance of protection, it's 100% financial reserve requirement product. Your principal is protected, but you still get to participate in the gains of the index that it's linked to. What other benefits do you see for folks, Woody, for the FIAs?
You know, Sam, it's just the bottom line is people need to have some security. They need to have some peace of mind. A lot of times there are certain individuals that are just wired as such that, you know, they have a hard time sleeping when the market's not doing well, the stock market we're talking about, of course. But, you know, the fixed indexed annuity is a great strategy that I use for a percentage of most of the folks that I work with. The other part of their money, the other part of their retirement savings or their just savings that they put away, you know, we're going to do tactical money management. And that involves very detailed opportunities across the spectrum of small, large, medium companies. We can focus on companies that are very, very big dividend paying companies. We can focus on value companies that are undervalued that we think are going to do well over the next period coming up. So we want diversification, but we also want to do it smartly and balance it. And then, you know, one of the other things that we use a lot also is structured notes. And, you know, Sam, when I was introduced to structured notes as an advisor a while back, I thought, why is this such a well-kept secret? But we get one structured note issued per month, and we usually are going to ladder those over a five-month stretch with clients' money. And, you know, the beauty of the structured note is even though it's not principal protected, it has quality and volatility controls in place that allow that structured note to have such a very high level of likelihood to be successful. And they've been around for decades. And, you know, when you're looking at a very high coupon rate over a 6 to 12 month period, that's adding interest into the client's accounts. While at the same time, the only drawback is if one of the three indexes that it follows, and usually it's going to be the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, and the Russell 2000. Those are typically the three indexes on the structured notes. But if any of those three during that first 12 months dip below 30%, a 30% drop, that can trigger the principal, you know, for the principal to come into play as far as a little bit of risk there. So, but if none of those thresholds are reached during the first 6 months, typically the issuer is going to call that note and you're going to be 6 months and out. And you'll make the interest each month, and then you'll get cashed out. And then we're going to go into a new structured note the following month. So it's a unique, creative solution with a great chance of success, typically. And although it's not risk-free, nothing in life is risk-free. Basically, every time you get in a car, you have some risk, right? So it's just another example as a fiduciary advisor. I'm so happy that I can bring ideas and suggestions and solutions like that to clients that are off the beaten path, but they're super effective in overall planning.
So whether you're looking to protect or grow your wealth, or you're looking for the balance that is just right for you and your situation, Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, has solutions for you. You can get in touch with him online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Well, Woody, it's flown by. We've made it to the end of the show. Final words for our audience this weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody coming by. And I just want to encourage everybody, if you have any kind of an annuity that you want me to take a look at, let's do it. There's no cost, no obligation. If you want to know where you're going to be a few years from now, as far as income monthly or where you want to be, you know, more than likely we're going to be able to come up with a strategy to get you there. And I appreciate you being back with us this week, Sam. And it's been a great show. And, you know, I'm super excited about what we're doing here at the Buckeye Advisor and the people that we're helping, and we're making these great lifelong relationships.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist.
When it comes to saving for retirement, who is winning the battle of the sexes? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. The gender gap is a real thing in the U.S., with women making less money on average compared to men. Congress passed the landmark Title IX law more than 50 years ago, prohibiting gender-based discrimination in education, and that resulted in women pursuing careers that had previously been considered off-limits. And while females have made strides over the years when it comes to finances, a new study from TIAA shows it's men who are setting aside more money for retirement, 27% more, to be specific. And while that number is better than in years past, it's still a significant gap.
And in the past year, 78% of men have increased their retirement portfolios through stocks, compared with 51% of females. And now this imbalance really underscores not only the gender wage gap, but it also has really far-reaching implications for long-term retirement security.
Stephanie Asimkos with Yahoo Finance recently reported on the gender gap in retirement savings.
When stretched over the course of a career, a woman's lower wages really directly impact her ability to save for that nest egg and then live comfortably in retirement.
And she says the pandemic surely didn't help the situation. In fact, it got worse.
Because of the pandemic, a preponderance of women have downshifted, taken time away from work to really concentrate on, you know, these pandemic measures of supervising remote schooling for children or caring for aging parents.
The TIAA study also showed women have some catching up to do when it comes to financial literacy. When asked financial questions in a survey, women got 45% of them right, compared to 55% for men. Ann Allen with TIAA told CNBC that all of this underscores the need to equalize financial education among the sexes. So, women, do you have a sound retirement plan in place? That's a key question to consider as all of our retirement years draw closer. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.